This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال لما حج النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. This is the hadith. Hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, right, just by Ibn Abbas. And Ibn Abbas is telling us something that happened when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was performing Umrah or a Hajj. The narrators aren't clear on it. And this is the series, or the pre-Hajj series that I'll be going through, maybe 8-9 hadith, inshallah. But we don't have that much time, by the way. We're coming quite close to, we're closing in on the beautiful timing. And my goal within this series is to share with you a hadith that look at Hajj from a perspective of prophets, alayhim as-salatu wasalam, and looking at the different ways of maybe of enjoying Hajj. There's different levels and different ways of looking at it. There's the track of Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam. There's the track of Ibrahim al-Khalil and his family alayhi salatu wasalam, and the track of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you can look at Hajj, and there are three different experiences that you can actually take from if you perform Hajj. And if you do all three and you understand all three, Hajj can be extremely, extremely profound. If you just do one, if you go there just following the footsteps of just one of these three groups, you would benefit. Imagine if you did all three. And I want to share with you some of these hadith that will help us understand that. And I shared with you two so far, and it talks about Adam and Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. And today is a little bit different. And this is what Ibn Abbas told us. قال لما حج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مر على واد فقال أي واد هذا. He came by a valley on his way, so he told the Sahaba what valley is this. فقالوا هذا وادي الأزرق. This is the name of it. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كأني أنظر إلى موسى عليه السلام هابطا من هذه الثنية وله جؤار إلى الله بالتلبية. So I can almost see Musa عليه السلام as he's coming down from the mountain into this valley as he raises his voice with تلبية when he was doing his Hajj عليه الصلاة والسلام. And this is what I explained to you last. The hadith is in the Muslim. There's almost no disagreement on the fact that all the prophets after Ibrahim عليه السلام performed Hajj. There's almost no disagreement on that. Before Ibrahim alayhi salam, there's some disagreement, and I pointed out to you my opinion on the matter yesterday and the day before. But almost there's no disagreement among scholars. After Ibrahim alayhi salam, the majority of scholars of prophets that were sent within the region performed some pilgrimage towards the Kaaba. And this is the example of Musa alayhi salam. قَالَ ثُمَّ أَتَى النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى ثَنِيَّةٍ فَقَالَ أَيُّ ثَنِيَّةٍ هَذِهِ. He came alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not a valley, but on a slope within the ground that has an upper, like a higher spot afterwards. So it's a slope and then a higher spot. So he came upon this thaniya, and he called, أَيُّ ثَنِيَّةٍ هَذِي. What is it called? فَقَالُوا ثَنِيَّةُ هَرْشَ. They gave the name of it. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ كَأَنِّي أَنظُرُ إِلَى يُونُسِ بْنِ مَتَّى. إِلَى يُونُسَ بْنِ مَتَّى. عَلَيْهِ جُبَّةُ صُوفٍ. عَلَيْهِ جُبَّةُ صُوفٍ. عَلَى نَاقَةٍ لَهَا خِطَامٌ مِنْ خُلْبَة. He described Yunus. He said, I can almost see Yunus alayhi salam with a suf, his wool. He has he's wearing a jubbah that is made from wool, and he's sitting on a naqa ja'da, meaning a large she camel that has a khitam, has the reins from leaf, from a certain type of fiber. قال يلبي لله سبحانه وتعالى, as he's performing his talbiyah. So the point of him doing this alayhi salatu wasalam for the Sahaba was to show them that, you see where you're walking here? The prophets before you walked here. This is not just Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail yarfa'un al-qawa'id, as I'll tell you the hadith of in the next week. But it's also other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that performed this pilgrimage. And they walked in these lands. And they said labbaik Allahumma labbaik to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you are today. And that is the beauty, that is the profoundness and the authenticity and the originality of the pilgrimage of Hajj. Knowing that not only did your parents build this house, but all of the great prophets of God, all of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala walked these tracks and went to that house and did their tawaf, as you are as well. And if you understand that and appreciate it, then your connection towards what it is that you're doing will be on a different level altogether. And I think that's a piece that is a little bit distanced from us. Like we distanced ourselves from the other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fact that this house was not just for Ibrahim and Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail. No, the other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew of it, and they performed pilgrimage to it, and it has that level
of originality and that level of unity and uniformity amongst the human race that I think is worthy of sharing with you.
يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لما حج مر بوادي الأزرق فقال أي واد هذا؟ فقالوا هذا وادي الأزرق. فقال كأني أنظر إلى موسى عليه السلام هابطا من هذه الثنية له جؤار إلى الله بالتلبية. ثم مر على ثنية هرشا فقال أي ثنية هذه؟ فقالوا ثنية هرشا. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كأني أنظر إلى يونس بن متى عليه الصلاة والسلام عليه جبة صوف حمراء على ناقة جعدة خطامها خلبة. يقول إمام أحمد بن حنبل أي يعني من ليف يعني الخطام خلبة أي يعني ليفة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.